יש מדקדקים לומר אביי הוא הווה מסדר. Let's turn to the portion after the ketoret in the tefillah. We'll see that it says abaye and then it says the word hava. So there are those that are meticulous to either stop at that point or say who. Why is this so, says the Ben Ishchai? Kedei shelo tidbak yud shel abaye im hava. Because the last yud of abaye, we don't want it to go together with the word hava, because then it spells out the name of the Almighty. Yud, ke, vav, ke. And that's obviously a problem. And it sounds as if you're reading out loud the name of the Almighty, which you're not allowed to do, in that form. Either you could say Amunai or Elohim, but not to read it in the fashion where it's Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, to read it out the way it's written. That's Asur. Da'az niraki kore Hashem kichtovo. Then you're reading the name of the Almighty as it is written. V'chen ra'u la'asot. And that's proper to do, says the Ben Ishchai. U'psukei ana bekoach. And the pasukim of ana bekoach, you'll find that read afterwards. You should say every two words together. So you see in the Sidu where it has a stopping point. It's Ana Bekoach, Gdulat Yeminecha, Tatir Seura, then it's Kabel Rinat, Amechas Agavenu, Tarenu Nora. There is a stopping point with every two words. Says the Ben Ishchai, that's how you should read it. Ana Bevyafsik Vachakach Gdulat Yeminecha, and then stop. וכן על זה הדרך, and so on and so forth. ויכוון בראשי התיבות בשמות הקודש כנזכר בסידורים. If you look on the side of Ana Bekoach in the Sidur, you see the parentheses, there are names. Those letters, they spell out each word, they take the first letter of each word, and they spell out certain names. Like, for example, take the second one, קבל ינרת המחס אגבנו תרנו נורא, that, the letters of that word, what you see on the side, קוף ריש עין, that is a name that is used to ward off the Yetzirah. So you should, Ben Ishchai says, you should have a kavanah when you say these, when you say these psukim, these names that are written on the side of it.
וכתב מנחת אהרון כלל יוד עוד קוף, וזה לשונו, והשיעורי כנסת הגדולה כתב, לעמוד בעת אומרו אנה בכוח.
The Ben Ishchai brings psukim that say, you should stand while you say אנה בכוח. וכבר כתבתי לעיל, דאין חיוב לעמוד על רגליו, and I have already written that there's no responsibility, one is not obligated to stand up while saying it, אלא במקום שאנו עסוקים בשלושה ראשונות, ואם כן אין לעמוד כשאומר אנה בכוח, a person should not stand while he says אנה בכוח, דעניין זה אינו לא בכתר ולא באבא ולא באמא, that's a term in Kabbalah, ad kan shono. V'yafe katav, the Ben Ishchai agrees that ana bekoach, you don't have to say standing up, and that's really the minhag. We know that we don't stand while we say ana bekoach.
V'sha'alti ha-minhag ha-chasidim be-bet el, v'amru she'en minhagam la'amod.
And I asked, what was the minhag in Bet El? And they told me that they don't stand.
Al-chayud, braita de Rabbi Ishmael.
The braita of Rabbi Ishmael. Turn a few pages, you see it says Rabbi Ishmael Omer b'shlosha'esre midot haTorah nidreshet. Ben Ishchai is talking about that. Braita de Rabbi Ishmael, yesh ba sodot gedolim. There are many, many secrets. So if the Ben Ishchai is calling them secrets and revealing to us that there are secrets, there's obviously very deep concepts that are lying in this braita.
U'b'sidur Rabbeinu HaRashash mesudarim lenachon. Al ken tzarich lomra benachat u'matun.
If one who wants to know the kavanot should turn to the Rashash's Sidur, and you should say them slowly.
ובספר כתר מלכות כתיבת יד, in the book called כתר מלכות, גם על ברייתא זו כתב, טוב למנות 13 מידות שבא באצבעות.
A person should count the 13 attributes that are brought down here in the ברייתא. You see, מקל וחומר, מגזירה שווה, מבניין אב, all these you should count with your fingers.
ותאמו ונימוקו אמו, and there's a reason for it. וכתוב בשאר הכוונות, and the Arizal brings down, לומר, וכאן בפתח.
The Arizal brings down, that you should say, וכאן בפתח, not וכן. Look at the end. If you look at the end of Bright of Rabbi Ishmael, it says, וכאן שני כתובים המחושים זה את זה. So Ben Ishchai brings that in the name of the Arizal, they should say v'chan, na v'chen. V'yesh makshim v'alo matzinu ken b'tzere. We do find ken b'tzere. Tzere is those two dots that are under the letter. Here we have a patach in front of us, like the Ben Ishchai says. But we do find in many places b'tzere.
במלאכים א' סימן ז' ועל השלבים כן ממעל ועוד שם עגול מסכן. שכל זה מלשון אותי השיב על כני. ואין זה קושה קלאס, זה בן איש חי, תאין החינם יש כן בצרה, שהוא ממשמעות זו, אך כאן בפתח הוא לשון מבורר יותר ממשמעות זו. זה בן איש חי brings it the proper, מנהג הססי וכאן, אינה וכם. ועוד נראה, ודאי שיש על פי הסוד טעם אצל רבנו אריזל, שצריך לומר כאן בפתח. And also, there is a reason על פי קבלה to say וכאן with the פתח. Let's proceed to הלכה יוד אלף. Let's turn now to, we have Brayta of Yishmael, then we have Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehi Ratzon, Kaddish, Ve'al Yisrael, and Hodu. Right? Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo, Hodil Ba'Amilu L'Tav. Now the Ben Ishchai is going to talk about that. Halacha Yud Aleph, the Ben Ishchai is going to talk to us about a certain order in the Tefillah regarding Hodu. Tov Lismoch Amirat Psukim Shel Hodu LeParshat HaTamid Ve'ezu Mekoman. It is proper to say together the parsha of Hodu and with the Tamid. So you turn back to right after Anan Bekoach, you have Ribono Olamim, Atatzi Vitanu Lakriv Kurban HaTamid B'Moado. Then there is Ezu Ben Koman Shel Zvachim. The Ben Ish Chai is saying that should be said together with the Hodu, meaning you have the Kaddish that stops in the middle, but you say it together with the Hodu. You should make an effort because there's a reason for that, Al Pi Kabbalah. B'chol Madei Efshar, as much as you can, Yan, since, Ki B'tamid Shel Shachar, Hayu Omrim Hodu LaHashem, Adu B'Nevi'ai Al Tareu. In the Tamid Shel Shachar, they would say these Tzukim, and continuing until Al Tareu, U'B'tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, Hayu Omrim Mishur LaHashem Kol HaAretz, Ad V'Halel LaHashem. ועל פי הסוד יש טעם בפסוקים אלו כדי להפריד הקליפות מעל הקדושה לבן איש חי brings that על פי קבלה there's also significance to these actions because it has a certain capability of separating the forces of the יצרה from the קדושה. ומי שיש לו איזו סיבה, let's say a person is not able to say these פסוקים together with הודו, שלא יוכל להקדים לבוא לבית כנסת להתחיל התפילה מפרשת העקדה, let's say a person cannot start from פרשת העקדה עם הציבור, שהוא מוכרח להתחיל בביתו לבדו עד השם מלך. He has to start on his own, in his house. So he set up until השם מלך. What should he do? יחזור ויאמר פעם שנית, פסוקים של הודו. He should go back and say the פסוקים of הודו. Why is this so? כדי להסמיכם לזמירות. Because the פסוקים of הודו, says the בן איש חי, על פי קבלה, should be together with the פסוקי דזמרה. So you have one issue that we want the Psukim of Hodu to be together with the Psukim of Dizimra. So you have to say Hodu again. But we also said that the Psukim of Hodu have to be with Korban HaTamid, which was we said previously. So you also have to start from there. Al pi hasod. Ubeto gam ken mukhach haya lomra. Kedei letsumcha mparshat HaTamid ushar korbanot. And in your house, you also had to say Hodu. Why did you have to say Hodu? Because you had to say Hodu with Korban HaTamid. So you said you ended up in this situation. The best thing to do, says the Ben Ish Chai, is to say it twice. You pray in your house until Hodu, and then when you get to Bet Knesset, you start again from Hodu and continue throughout, so that this way you're getting Korban HaTamid with Hodu and you're getting Hodu with Psukei Dizimra as well. So now this, again, we have to understand this is a Pi Kabbalah. This is a big Kabbalah. There's not a chiyuv. A person does not have necessarily a responsibility to do something like this. A person does not feel comfortable or does not want to accept upon himself this stringency. He's not obligated to do so. V'hine, noda min haga Ashkenazim lomar psukim shel hodu achar baruch shamar. We know, says the Ben Ish Chai, about the minhag of the Ashkenazim, of minhag b'nei Ashkenaz, to say hodu after Baruch Shamar, we say Hodu before Baruch Shamar. Uminhag Sfaradim Kodem, and our minhag is to say beforehand. Ushne minhagim elu yesh bem tam al pi hasod. Al pi Kabbalah, both minhagim are correct. Ve'yadua, says the Ben Ish Chai, ma shekatu b'sefer ha-kavanot, and is known what the Sefer Kavanot brings down. The Rabbeinu Arizal haya oseh bedavar ze ki minhag Sfaradim. The Arizal, nevertheless, would follow and pray like the Sfaradim in this instance. In fact, on a broader scale, we know that the Arizal was born into a family of Minhag B'nei Ashkenaz, meaning he kept Minhag B'nei Ashkenaz. But in the middle way, he changed all his Minhagim and his Tefillah to Sfaradi. That's why Ben Ish Chai, we find many times, uses him as a source for what the Sfaradim did. Why is this? He was born into an Ashkenazi family, but he changed his source. And the
Chida brings down, if we're talking here about the significance of Tefillah Sfaradim, the Chida brings down that in the heavens there are 12 gates through which our prayers pass through. Every tribe gets its own gate. Every tribe, we don't know which tribe we're from, but every tribe gets its own gate in the heavens. And if you're from one tribe, you can't go to the other tribe's gate because it won't get accepted. You have to go to your own gate. The Chiddah brings down, based on the Kabbalah, that a person who prays Benosach Edot Mizrach, meaning Minhag Bnei Sfarad, has the capability of entering through all of those 12 gates. He could choose whichever one he wants. That's the Nusach the Chiddah brings down. That Alpi Kabbalah, that Nusach, the Nusach that we pray of Edot Mizrach, has the capability of going through every single one of those gates. That's the significance, the power of the Tefillah. ופסוק הודו להשם כי טוב כי עולם חסדו, אשר בתוך פסוקי הודו הנזכרים אין כופלים אותו. We don't say הודו להשם כי טוב twice, אלא אומרים אותו פעם אחת, וגם החסידים בבית אל אין מנהגם לגפול. And this is also the מנהג of the חסידים. They don't say הודו להשם כי טוב twice in the תפילה. So the Ben Ish Chai was talking about somebody who was not able to come to Bet Knesset from the beginning. So we're going to use this opportunity to talk about a person who comes late to Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Bet, Sif Aleph, gives an order of what to do if a person comes late to Tefillah. Now really I should say these halachot in a whisper so that nobody could really hear it, but I have responsibility to say it out loud. Now what we're going to say here is that this is not a chatchila. A person, this is not the proper way to pray. It means in a pressed situation, for example, a person's wife gave birth, something to that extent, and they had to show up late for tefillah, then they're going to do the order that we do. But not necessarily a person should do this the chatchila. If a person is a beginner, for example, and he has a hard time bechlal praying, or a person doesn't feel comfortable praying at all, so this would be a good order for them to start. They could do even more basics than what we're going to talk about, but this definitely would be a good order for them to start. So now, okay, so let's talk about the order. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Bet Seif Aleph. First thing a person should do is should put on tzitzit and tefillin, and if they checked their tzitzit yesterday, they don't have to check them again, you just put them straight on without having to look through the strings if they're torn or not. You rely on the chazakah. Afterwards, one would say Birkot HaShachar with Birkot HaTorah. Jump everything else to Baruch Sheamar. Ashrei. We're now in Pesukei Dezimra. So they say Baruch Sheamar. Person would jump to Baruch Sheamar. Ashrei, and then while they're in Pesukei Dezimra, they would say Hallelujah, Halu et Hashem min Hashamayim. You turn to your Sidurim. A lot of these portions are specifically highlighted for this, and then Halu, Hallelujah, Halu et Bekotcho, Yishtabach, and from that point on, meaning after Yishtabach, a person would not skip anything. You can't skip anything from Birchot Kriyat Shema. So you continue from there until after Amidah. The most important thing is to pray Amidah with the Tzibur. That's the most important thing. You should make it a point to start Amidah with the Tzibur. Now, after Tefillah, you go back and you make up what you've missed. If a person is, let's say, in more of a rush, and they do not have a capability of even praying what we've mentioned, so what do we mention until now? We mentioned first you put on tzitzit and tefillin. Then you say Birkot HaShachar with Birkot HaTorah. Baruch Sheamar, Ashrei, Hallelujah, Halu Hashem min Hashamayim, Hallelujah, Halu Bekotcho, Yishtabach, and then from that point on you don't skip anything until after Amidah. Now, if a person is even more pressed for time, or he won't even be able to do that in order to catch up with the tefillah, with the congregation, what should he do after that? Then what he could do is he could skip all of Baruch Sheamar except for Elokai Neshama and Birkat HaTorah. Those two you should not skip. Why? Because once you say Elokai Neshama and you say Birkat HaTorah, those are things that if you didn't say them, Let's say you did not say Elokeinu Shamayim Berkat HaTorah. So in Shmona Esre and in Ahavat Olam, there are opinions that say that Ahavat Olam covers Berkat HaTorah. So then you would not be able to say it after Amidah. Whereas the rest of Birkat HaShachar you would be able to say. There are those opinions who say that Ahavat Olam covers Birkat HaTorah. So if you didn't say Birkat HaTorah before that point, then you said Ahavat Olam, you can't go ahead after the Tefillah and say it. And Mechayem Etim as well is covered by Elokai Neshama. So therefore, if you really did not say Elokai Neshama and Birkat HaTorah, and you prayed after the Tefillah, you say all Birkat HaShachar except for Elokai Neshama and Birkat HaTorah. Therefore, the minimal Birkat HaShachar to say at this point would be Elokai Neshama and Birkat HaTorah. And then after the prayer, you would say all Birkat HaShachar again. Now, after that point, you would say Baruch Shamal and Yishtabach, just those two of Psukei DeZimra, and then you would start again from Yotzer, from Berkot Kriyat Shema. That's the minimal that you could mamash skip. And if a person does end up skipping, let's say a person does skip everything and just starts from Berkot Kriyat Shema, so when they make up everything, they would say without Elokai Neshama, they would say without Berkot HaTorah, they would say without Shem Hashem in Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. Because those have to be before Berkot Kriyat Shema. So that would be the minimal that they would be able to say. Now, what about on the opposite side of it? We said that you would be saying, in a press situation, you would be saying Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the two Hallelujahs, Yishtabach, and you skipped all of the portion before. What is the order in which you start filling these things in? So if you have more time, you would say Psukei DeZimra. That's the first thing you try to get it in its entirety. That's the first thing you try to say completely. You would try and say Psukei DeZimra. If you have even more time than that, you would say from Hodu until Baruch Shamar. And if you have even more time than that, then that's already all the korbanot that are before that. That's the order of preference in where you have time. Okay, this class.